Mr. Chairman and friends, in the course of this present short series of lectures, we're concerned, as most of you do already know, with four things, four great things in fact, which the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order has to offer the modern man and the modern woman. Four things which are not only great things, things of fundamental importance in human life, but also four things which the world today greatly needs, perhaps needs more than ever. In the first of these four lectures, we were concerned with a method of personal development. And we saw, rather broadly, that what we call usually meditation was that method. We saw in the course of that lecture that as we practice meditation, as we have recourse to this particular method of personal development, we pass through successively higher stages, or if you like, states of consciousness, of awareness, ultimately of insight. And I tried to summarize these stages, these states, in plain English rather than in Sanskrit or in Pali, by speaking of them, by describing them in terms of the stages of integration, inspiration, permeation, and radiation. In the second lecture, which followed 2 days later, we were concerned with a vision of human existence. And we saw that this vision was the vision, the direct spiritual experience of the Buddha, of the Enlightened One. And we saw that in that vision, that all-comprehending vision, everything, whether material or mental, was seen as essentially process, was seen as something conditioned, something arising not fortuitously, not by virtue of destiny or the will of God, but in dependence upon conditions which were essentially natural. And we saw further that there were two types of conditionality, which we've come to term the cyclical and the spiral. And corresponding to these two types of conditionality, we saw that there are two types of mind, two types of mental activity, what we call the reactive and what we call the creative, which means simply that we can function, that we can choose to function, decide to function, either reactively or creatively, and more creatively. Can choose, that is to say, can decide either to remain on the wheel of life, which turns round and round, or that we can follow the path, climb the ladder, become the beautiful flowering plant with all its blossoms. We saw that the choice is before us, that we can either stagnate or grow, either deteriorate or develop.